our basketball insider, Michael Grange from Sportsnet. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Isn't this interesting? Now, your thoughts on how you think this is going to play out. Kawhi Leonard, let's say you acquire him. He stays. He wants to play. You're trading him somewhere else. How does this play out?
How does it play out? I have no idea. You know, the Raptors are trading for an enigma. The San Antonio Spurs can't ascertain how healthy he is. He's a player who has played 9 games in the past season. He's a player who has, you know, by all accounts, chosen to walk out on a team he won a championship with, who earned the kind of had a falling out with teammates like Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker, guys he did win titles with, who've been in the league forever. You know, and so to be asked, I mean, I understand the question, but for me to kind of ascertain how he'll react to being traded to Toronto, how his body will react to being an NBA player again, and, you know, how that's all going to unfold. Anyone who thinks they do know, and I would probably include Masai Ujiri in this, they don't know.
Yeah, it's taking a tremendous chance. Do you see things, Michael, from Kawhi's perspective? I know, like you said, he's being enigmatic about this. He should probably, everyone says this about Colin Kaepernick, and it's get in front of a microphone and tell people what you want. It may not be who you are or you know, be the coolest thing to do, but speak and tell people how you really feel. If he feels they misdiagnosed his injury, and that's happened many, many times in the NBA, I referenced Grant Hill. You know, Kwame Brown says it. There's plenty of players that have said that they just didn't get the right treatment. Sometimes it's an excuse, sometimes it's real. But I Greg Popovich, great guy. Some people like him. He isn't for everybody. This may have been an oil and vinegar thing also. And I watched those players get paraded out there this past season. So did you, so did Elliot. And I kind of thought Greg Popovich could stop this bit of character assassination from his players if he so wanted to, and he chose not to. Can I make the case Kawhi was kind of done wrong here by San Antonio?
I mean, any case is possible, and, you know, we'll never know exactly the behind the scenes with all of that. But, you know, and I'm not questioning, you know, Kawhi Leonard, it's his job to run his business, which is the business of Kawhi Leonard. So he's got to do what's best for him. So far, what's best for him is, you know, he's walking away from a 5-year, $219 million deal. I guess he's got a better idea. Greg, I can't speculate. I don't know. I mean, I think Greg Popovich publicly has actually been pretty, as much as you can be, has been pretty much in Kawhi Leonard's camp and has done, you know, I don't think he has, you know, I think if you go through his public comments, he was as supportive and patient as you can be with a player.
There's been some subtle passive aggressiveness to Popovich's, like, hey, he'll play when he wants to play. I'm paraphrasing.
Anyway, I mean, without going through the, you know, it line by line, I can't speak about what Kawhi Leonard is thinking. I don't think anyone can. He's at the best of times. He's inscrutable. You know, as I said, no one's seen him play a real basketball game for months, almost a year, really. And, you know, at his best, we all know how great he is. He's, you know, probably top 5 in the league, maybe a little better. But what that translates into for the 2018-19 season and beyond is a completely open question. And if this deal goes through as reported, it's the Raptors who are absorbing all of that risk.
Okay, so let's say he's that guy. He's top 5 or better. So where do the Raptors, where are they as far as the league order?
I don't know if it even changes anything, to be honest. You know, this is a 59-win team that, you know, was still improving. You know, if you look at the young pieces that played important roles for the team last year, and even if you look at DeMar DeRozan, who he's only 28, he has gotten better, I'd say, year over year, even in the last 3 years, let alone, you know, since he started his All-Star run. You know, so does losing DeMar DeRozan and losing, you know, one of OG Anunoby or Pascal Siakam for Kawhi Leonard, if Kawhi Leonard's at his best, yeah, the Raptors could win 59 games again. Does it guarantee you you're going to beat an improved Boston Celtics team? I don't think so. Does it guarantee you a ticket to the NBA Finals? I don't think so. Does it guarantee you – it certainly doesn't guarantee you a championship. No one would say that. So, you know, I think is Kawhi Leonard at his best a better player than DeMar DeRozan? Absolutely. But, you know, it's not a one-for-one deal, and we don't know what Kawhi Leonard is right now.
So I wouldn't make this. I'm going to speculate. Let's say it's Poeltl and a first and DeMar just for Kawhi Leonard. I wouldn't make that deal, but it does make them better this year. It sounds like you wouldn't make the deal, and you're not sure they're that much better this year because of the improvements.
Well, like I said, I mean, if it's Kawhi Leonard motivated, engaged, healthy, yeah, you're a better team, but you're a pretty damn good team. And so how much better are you than 59 wins? How much better are you than, you know, does that lineup, you know, is that a better lineup than what the Celtics can put on the floor? I don't know. It might be, you know, but I'm not, I nobody can guarantee that. You know, you're still like, you're missing, you know, taking like people kind of trifle with DeMar DeRozan. Like the guy's a pretty good player. So, yeah, I guess they're ahead. You know, I guess they're ahead if DeMar DeRozan is if Kawhi Leonard is at full health. But there's just so many kind of question marks around it. It's hard to get excited about it. And I do, you know, I do think it's off the top. Look, we're not naive around, you know, in this business. It's a tough business, but you know, I think when you look at the relationship DeMar DeRozan has had with this franchise, with this city, what he's delivered, you know, the consistency, the reliability, the excellence, you know, that's a hell of a thing to trade for, you know, a very uncertain return.
Yeah, I asked that. We got about a minute. I'm curious to get your insight on whether this is a little bit of a PR hit, and it all will factor into who Kawhi. Like I always make the case, Michael, that people aren't as angry as Vince Carter if the Raptors don't botch the trade and get a much better return for Vince Carter. But they're angry at Vince because the team made a bad trade. In part, if Kawhi is awesome, this does any PR hit Masai gets for being pretty cold-blooded trading a guy who re-signed here who wanted to be here badly, that kind of gets forgotten. If Kawhi stiffs or this doesn't work, Masai's going to get this, isn't he, from fans?
Oh, 100%. You know, it'll always be mitigated because, you know, he went for it. And you know, I think one portion of being a fan is that's all you want, right? You want your ownership, your leadership to do everything they can to get everything they can. But, you know, the downside risk here is huge. And I, you know, it's, look, I'm not a sentimentalist, but, you know, for most of 25 years, this was a cold, bad place by NBA standards. And you finally got a guy who helped change that perception, who is in his prime, who has led the team to heights they've never been at before. And, you know, the story isn't finished yet. And, you know, you spit him out for a guy who you don't know what he's going to deliver. So I think that's Masai will wear it if it doesn't work. You know, I think it's, you know, so much talk has been about culture and how to create that type of environment as an advantage. And, you know, that advantage is gone because you don't have that anymore.